This week's episode of PFW's Chicago Football Podcast is brought to you by Loot Crate. If you head to lootcrate.com/Shaw, use our promo code Shaw, S-H-A-W, you're going to get $3 off your first crate. And I want to tell you a little story about last month's crate. So my cousin Steve is a Loot Crate subscriber. He used our promo code Shaw, of course, when he subscribed. And he had posted on Facebook that he wasn't a fan of the Goonies. He thinks it's overrated. And then, boom, he gets a Goonies shirt in his next Loot Crate. And he wore it loud and proud. He actually, now he loved the shirt. He got a kick out of it. He always loves the gear that he gets from Loot Crate. And you're going to love it too, especially the June crate, which has items from Spider-Man, Transformers, the Hulk, and DC Comics. Plus, remember, one lucky subscriber will win a mega crate of seriously epic proportions. So go ahead to lootcrate.com/Shaw. Use our promo code SHAW, S-H-A-W, $3 off your first crate. Get gear, housewares, collectibles, t-shirt, pin every single month. Let's talk some Bears. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chicago Football Podcast. I am your host, Kevin Fishbane. Happy month of June. We have made it to Summertime Shy, coming to you from our Pro Football Weekly studios at Shaw Media in Crystal Lake, joined by my producer, John Solly. Dan Mott's on assignment today, but he helped us out with some of the audio. And we have an OTA to talk about. The Bears practiced on Tuesday at Hallis Hall. I was there, and there's only so much I can tell you from the secretly guarded Hallis Hall. We'll get to that in a moment. Talk about Kevin White and Victor Cruz and Connor Shaw Gate and all that went down with the number four quarterback on the Bears. But first, got to remind you where to find all of our stuff. ProFootballWeekly.com/Bears is where you'll find our web content. We got stories on Victor Cruz, Kevin White, a video recap of Hubba and I talking about Bears practice. Wearing my Northwestern hat, go Cats. And got a story on Marcus Cooper as well, Bears cornerback. So that's where you find our content. On Twitter, Bears_insider. I am at K Fishbane. He is at J Solly. Snapchat, Bears_insider. Shout out Dan Mott, was actually running the Bears Insider Snapchat.
I had no idea.
Yeah, during the press conferences last week. So if you want to see kind of sights and sounds as they happen from Bears practice, add Bears_insider on Snapchat. And, of course, subscribe to this awesome podcast on iTunes. Just search PFW Chicago or Pro Football Weekly Chicago. Give us a 5-star rating and a review while you are there. Actually, soon we're going to have a little contest for a review. Next week, we'll talk about that. You're looking at me, John, like throwing a surprise at you, a little curveball there. But that's called the tease in the broadcast industry. We'll talk about it next week.
I'm just the producer, so.
Just the producer. So the Bears practiced on Tuesday, and the big story was Kevin White. He was practicing in full, it seemed, out there running routes. The first time we got to see him out there practicing like that in a year, obviously. You know, I think I mentioned on the podcast last week, it seemed apparent he had practiced in some form the first OTA. We didn't necessarily see that from him the next day when we were there, which led to all the questions and vagueness from John Fox. But he was out there practicing. And then he talked to the media afterwards. And as you'll hear in some of these questions, I think you have somebody that has a serious chip on his shoulder and is just tired of the injury questions.
We got a lot to prove, but who don't? So we just take it like that, and you know, whoever want to say things about us, you know, say we're unproductive or inconsistent or whatever you want to say. I mean, you guys write it up, and we'll try to do our best. Everybody got their own opinion, so we'll have to leave it at that. If you say I won't be able to score 100, a touchdown or get 100 yards in the game, that don't affect how I'm going to play. I just know I got to turn it up and do what I got to do.
Shout out to Zach Zaman, who got us that audio there from 6-7. I did not have my microphone in the scrum there, so I want to thank him for that. The question that led to that last response, Mark Potash, who was on last week's episode, go check that out, episode 76. Potsy had asked him about the perception of being a bust, and that's certainly something Kevin White's going to have to fight. And I talked about Kevin at length on the podcast 2 weeks ago, because I really think people need to manage expectations. And I was on ESPN radio the other day with Ben Finfer star Mark Lazarus. And we're talking about what's reasonable for Kevin White. And I think people got to understand that this is not a – you know, you can't expect top 10 pick production from a guy who's only played in four games, three position coaches, you know, on to his second quarterback, very few practices, hasn't really had a full offseason. But, you know, you look at him and he still looks the same. He still looks like, you know, a really physically gifted athlete. You know, look, the way I said it, I think here's a dream scenario. He gets his feet under him, plays a full 16-game season, 50 catches, 800 yards. Is that, am I doing my math okay?
Sure.
Over there, John. And, you know, a couple touchdowns. And then that he can then build on that. You know, if the speed, this is assuming the speed's still there. He gets comfortable in the route tree, gets a good rapport with Mike Glennon, you know, or Mitch Trubisky by the end of the season, whatever happens. And then he builds on that into 2018. I know now we're talking about his fourth season in the league. But that could be his breakout year. Then again, this is a dream scenario, I think, for Kevin White if he doesn't have a breakout year this year. But I think people need to understand that this is not – you can't expect this guy to do 80 catches, 1,100 yards, 10 touchdowns like we kind of thought when the Bears drafted him. And that's frustrating. It's unfortunate. It's not ideal. But that's the realization of the situation. I mean, people are hard on Kevin White. We're the media kind of hard, not on him personally. It's not his fault he got hurt. But the fact of the matter is he is a number seven pick of the draft. He's played in four games in 2 years.
And nobody knows what he is.
Exactly. But would you say that's – I mean, I think like John, you're a Bears fan. Would you be wouldn't you at this point be happy with a full season in which he proves to be – A solid number two receiver.
A full season which you come away thinking, okay, this guy's viable and there's something to build on for next year. That's I think that's a reasonable hope for Kevin White for this season.
So, you know, he's going to be on the outside opposite Cam Meredith if he, you know, it obviously stays healthy and is able to play that role. But he certainly looks to be, you know, going to be a big part of the offense. That's what they're hoping for.
He has to be.
He's got to be. And look, it's mental hurdles, I think, at this point for him. It's the mental hurdle of not thinking about getting injured. I think it's a mental hurdle of the route tree. And certainly the way he talks, I mean, that's a, you know, Hub wrote about this in a great column on our website, profootballweekly.com/Bears, that this is a guy who is different than the one they drafted personality-wise with us. And I don't blame him. I mean, I see him. He still seems like the same guy. But, you know, when he was the number seven pick in the draft, came from, you know, humble football beginnings, having to play in junior college and, you know, not and only having one good year in college, there was a lot of excitement. And now he's considered a potential bust. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be like that with the media until he starts producing.
That's fair.
That's fine. The other receiver we talked to was Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz is a Chicago Bear.
2013 me is so jacked.
Yeah, there you go. Get your salsa dancing shoes. We talked to Victor Cruz. He discussed why he signed, you know, why Chicago, and if he can get back to his form.
Everything worked out great. I mean, obviously, I'm standing here today. But everything worked out great. Had a great conversation with Coach Fox and everyone throughout my visit. And, you know, I'm happy to be here, happy that we got everything squared away, and excited to get started. This opportunity, seeing a bunch of guys that are competitors and great players and just wanting to interject myself and teach them whatever I can, as well as compete with them at a high level and go out there and compete for a position and go out there and help this team win ball games. So I think it's just about, you know, getting my bearings, and the more routes I run, the more I build a rapport with Mike and getting myself out there, learning the plays and learning everything that needs to be learned. I think I have a potential to be that guy you saw a few years ago. So we'll see how it goes, but we'll take it one day at a time.
Well, the Bears obviously have high expectations. I don't know, high expectations, but his contract is interesting. Brad Biggs of Chicago Tribune reporting his guarantee is only $500,000. But he could earn up to $4 million this year through incentives or what have you. And I want to say the base salary is $2 million. So the battle there is going to be between Kendall Wright, who got more guaranteed money. So more confidence in the former Titan who had his big year with Dow Loggins. But those two guys are going to be competing for the slot position. And Hub asked Victor Cruz about where he's comfortable as it pertains to the slot.
It's pretty similar. It's just terminology is different, so you got to understand that. The splits are different, just some of the alignments. Same type of routes, just run differently from different alignments. And kind of three receivers that stuck out to me is definitely Cam Meredith. I think he's very fluid, and he's a big target and can go up and get the ball and runs really good routes. And I think, Marcus Wheaton, he's a guy that kind of just, you know, as you can see his speed. I know he's a little limited. He has yellow jersey on today, but you can see what he kind of brings to the table. And I think JB Bellamy, I think he's a guy that he talks a lot, man. I got here. I'm like, he's one of those talkers. I like those, though.
That's a bonus answer, though. What I was asking is XYZ, the slot outside. Where are you most comfortable?
In the slot. I think that's where I'm most comfortable. Obviously, I'd love to play all over, wherever coach wants to play me. I think last year I proved that I can play some outside with the Giants and things like that. So, but I think my most comfortable natural position is the slot, and then we kind of can expand it from there.
So that's what the Bears are hoping. You know, I played some audio for you a couple weeks ago from wide receivers coach Zach Azani, and he said that the slot position is a work in progress. That's a competition between Victor Cruz and Kendall Wright right now. And certainly Wright's getting up to speed. Cruz is going to learning the playbook. One of those two guys is probably going to be your starting slot receiver, and then you'll see Wheaton and Meredith and White mixed in the formation.
And Cruz is probably going to have to make the team outright out of the slot because he's not a special teams guy,
well,
right?
Well, yeah, and I think you could say the same for Kendall Wright, too. Okay. I think you look at – you know Meredith, White, and Wheaton are going to be there. Wheaton, I say, because of his contract. And then you're pretty confident Josh Bellamy is going to be there
because of his
special teams stuff. Yeah. So that's four. You're probably going to carry six. So you're going to want, you know, if Deontay Thompson, a lot of this comes down to kickoff return job. If Deontay Thompson wins it, now if Daniel Braverman comes back from his injury and is effective in the punt return game, Tanner Gentry is going to be the guy that everyone falls in love with in Bourbonnais, the white receiver guy, you know, who's going to catch a ton of balls. Good player, you know, looks the part. We'll see what happens. Undrafted rookie, but he's kind of going to be that guy. You're going to hear his name. I've already had people last week I tweeted a poll. Mm-hmm. Who's going to lead the Bears in receiving? And I had two people tweet, what about Tanner Gentry?
No.
Okay. Again, a guy could certainly make the team or at least develop in practice squad, but it's hard to compare him to the guys on our roster. So, yeah, so that's going to be one of the things in training camp and see how Victor Cruz acclimates. Look, if you get the Kendall Wright to 2013 or if you get the Victor Cruz of, you know, 2011, 2012, 2013, that's great.
You would love that.
Either one. If you get both of them, great. You'll find a way to get those guys in the field. You know, both of them can play outside. But that's going to be the part. John, I want to ask you briefly fantasy implications of this position. Later this summer, we'll have Pat Fitzmaurice, our fantasy guy, on to talk about the Bears in depth. I just want to talk about receiver. When you look at those guys, I think Cam Meredith might be the guy that you think could get the most targets, maybe a wide receiver two or three, but is anybody else on that roster, that position, intrigue you?
I mean, Kevin White has to intrigue you just based off of his tools, but beyond that, it is very much wait and see and most likely completely avoid with this Bears offense. And anyone outside of Jordan Howard.
And I'm judging this again based on the contract. You know, keep an eye on Marcus Wheaton. When I talked to him last week, there's a story about him on our website. He said he's feeling good. He's a guy, look, he was electric when he was healthy with the Steelers. Just somebody to kind of keep an eye on as this receiver group kind of comes to form. But we'll talk a little more fantasy as we get more into the summer. I want to talk about Connor Shaw.
Dun, dun, dun.
He's like the Bears fans' favorite quarterback. You know how they say like every the backup quarterback's always the favorite guy in town?
Uh-huh.
In Connor Shaw's case, the number four quarterback is. So Tuesday morning, the Bears announced Victor Cruz has been signed and Connor Shaw has been waived. And I thought that was interesting because I do understand why they parted ways with him, because you got to get Glennon his reps. You got to get Trubisky his reps. And Sanchez is probably your backup. You don't have enough reps.
At that point, there's no reason to keep Connor Shaw.
But what was funny was John Fox and Dow Loggins singled out Connor Shaw when not asked about him. And we try to parcel these guys out and try to read between the tea leaves. So I thought that was kind of interesting. He knows the offense. He's the veteran. They kept talking about that game against Kansas City last year.
Why? Can you clue me in as to why the game against Kansas City is just held in this esteemed value as like this MVP performance?
He played well in that game, period. He was also playing against Kansas City backups in a preseason game. Period. Yes. Those are two separate thoughts that you can have. And look, I think he could be a capable two or three somewhere.
Sure.
And before the Trubisky drafting, you could have seen him in here. And actually, frankly, I think I might have said this in the podcast. It wasn't a stretch to think that he could compete with Sanchez.
It's not a stretch to think that anybody can compete with Mark Sanchez.
Right. But so anyway, so then we're at practice. At some point, I guess, Mark Sanchez gets hurt. You know, again, if we see injuries, we can't report it. Later that day, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network reports Sanchez got hurt. And then Bears writers were there. Well, you know, John Fox didn't talk, so we couldn't ask him about it. So that's just kind of how the policies work. Then, you know, Connor Shaw's probably driving to the airport or something. They call him, hey, come back.
We need you, buddy.
You know, we need you. You know, it's so he comes back to save the day. Bears fans rejoice, flood the streets, singing.
I think Lakeshore Drive was closed for a little while.
Oh, God. Yeah. Connor Shaw jerseys everywhere. Everyone's excited. Connor Shaw's back. Sanchez will not he's expected to be back for training camp. So it's possible Connor Shaw gets waived again before Renee. But just kind of interesting. I requested to interview him last week. Just want to talk to him about the offense, the quarterbacks, and then he got waived.
In the Kansas City game.
I would like to talk to him again. I'd just be curious what that day was like for him last Tuesday. That was wild from a social media perspective. I want to just start to wrap things up. I talked to Marcus Cooper, cornerback, you know, set to be a starter. Guy has had an interesting career trajectory. Seventh round pick to San Francisco, where Vic Fangio and Ed Donatell were. They really liked him, and Vic was telling us a couple weeks ago that it was between Cooper and a special teams guy, and the special teams coach kind of won the battle. So Cooper gets cut. They wanted to put him on the practice squad, but Kansas City signed him. As a rookie, he had three picks. They didn't really play much the next 2 years. And then last year, he gets traded to Arizona. Last year, he ends up starting and has a breakout year. And he was talking about how – and I got more in the story that's up right now at profootballweekly.com/Bears. He really credits those 2 years in Kansas City almost more so than last year for why he's in this position where he's a starting cornerback for the Bears. They believe he's ascending. He's a tall guy, showed good ball skills last year, and they hope they got him, you know, as he continues to get better. That's what they believe. And I already got some snark on Twitter about that. It's like, well, did you see the Bears cornerbacks last year? You know, they needed a guy like that, him and Prince Amukamara. Are the outside guys, and then you're going to have what I think is going to be a fascinating competition between Cravon LeBlanc, Bryce Callahan, Kyle Fuller, Jonathan Banks, and B.W. Webb. Those are all guys with NFL experience competing to be, you know, the nickel I think will be either Callahan or LeBlanc and finding a way on the field. I like LeBlanc a lot. But I really like Callahan when he wasn't hurt. I think those are two guys.
The Bears like those two players. LeBlanc definitely, you know, showed up in a few games last year. And Callahan, like I said, when he's healthy, you know, is effective on the inside.
Yeah, I think, too, we got to remember these are undrafted guys. Mm-hmm. And it looks like DeAndre Hall, I think they're really intent on making him work as a safety in some form or fashion. At some point, we'll get into the safety conversation because it is the Bears. It is the offseason. We need to talk about who's going to start next to Quentin Demps at safety. But so that just about wraps things up here. Wait. We can talk about this during the right now.
Sure.
Bachelorette.
Oh.
It's back.
It's been on fire, hasn't it?
Two episodes in. Has your wife been watching?
No.
No, she hasn't been watching. Well, I've been watching. And then the Northwestern football player... still in.
Hey, go Cats.
There are two episodes, although I haven't done the rose ceremony yet for episode two. Real drama, you know, guy's ex-girlfriend shows up and
uh-oh.
Yeah. I think I'm staying woke. there's some things that happen in that show. But I watch it.
Okay.
I've been entertained by it. That's your Bachelorette update for this week's episode. For those of you still listening, thank you for tuning in. Hopefully you enjoyed our Bears OTA recap. Thank yous to Dan Mott for cutting up the audio for us today. Zach Zaman for acquiring the audio for us. My producer, John Sally, glad to have you back. And that Henry is doing well.
Doing a lot better.
Good to hear. And thank you all for listening. Remember, subscribe on iTunes, Pro Football Weekly Chicago. Give us a review. Bears have an OTA again next Tuesday. We'll have more Bears talk coming for you next week. Yeah.